with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President-elect Trump says he's naming former Wisconsin Representative Sean Duffy as his nominee to be transportation secretary as he continues to roll out picks for his cabinet. Duffy is a former reality TV star who is one of Trump's most visible defenders on cable news, a prime concern for the media-focused president-elect. Duffy served in the House for nearly 9 years, was a member of the Financial Services Committee, and was chairman of the Subcommittee on Insurance and Housing. In other news, the Biden administration is asking Congress for nearly $100 billion in emergency disaster aid after the recent hurricanes. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a letter to the Speaker of the House, the president said additional resources are critical to continue to support communities hit hard by hurricanes Helene and Milton and other natural disasters. The largest share of the money, about $40 billion, would go to the main disaster relief fund at the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The fund helps with debris removal, repairing public infrastructure, and providing financial assistance to survivors. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Almost 80 million Americans will be traveling over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. AAA spokeswoman Ixa Diaz says traffic patterns are different than in years past, in part because of people working from home.
We've always been told Wednesday is the worst day to travel before Thanksgiving, and then Sunday's the busiest day to come back. But what we've noticed over the past few years is that people have changed how they travel and when they leave. And now more people are leaving on Tuesday before Thanksgiving. A lot of schools are closed on Wednesday, so families with kids are taking off on Tuesday instead of Wednesday. And then instead of coming back on Sunday, they're coming back on Monday.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 55 points. This is SRN News. Do you trust scientists?
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that while most Americans think people who work in the sciences will act in the public's best interest, trust is a lot lower than it was before the pandemic and the spread of transgenderism. 76% of the general public trusts scientists versus 23% that do not. Religious leaders are less trusting of the scientific community. 55% do, 45% don't. Democrats trust more than Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has ruled that an Indiana law banning sex change operations on children can remain in effect. The decision by the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals found that the law's restrictions are within the purview of the Indiana General Assembly and do not infringe on the constitutional rights of transgender children, their parents, or medical providers. This is SRN News. Two of the three markets moved mostly higher today after getting roughed up last week. More on Monday's activities from correspondent Seth Soutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks edged mostly higher on Wall Street to recover some of their losses from last week. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Monday for its first gain in 3 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 55 points. It's about 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite gained 0.6%. CVS Health rallied 5.4%. That came after the company added four new directors to its board, including the CEO of a hedge fund that's a major investor. Treasury yields eased in the bond market, which helped calm the stock market. Several big companies are lining up to report their latest quarterly results this week. The headliner arrives on Wednesday with market heavyweight NVIDIA. Seth Soutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.